Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 9, reading verse 9 through 13. "And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Heavenly Father, please help us today. And in fact, please help us every day. Lord, I'm going to preach, and I need your help. But Lord, we all need your help. As we perhaps read a passage, whatever, as we may remember a passage or ponder on it, maybe we remember something that the pastor said Sunday last week or whatever. But please help us to understand the Word of God, and please help it to mean something in our lives. And we're careful to give Jesus Christ all the credit for what's done here this morning. And in that wonderful name we pray. Amen. Now this is when Matthew, the guy that wrote the book of Matthew, was called into the ministry, or to preach, or to be a disciple, however you want to look at it. You can read in other places, "And he called the other disciples." You can get the lists of all 12. You can get perhaps how this or that one was chosen. But this is Matthew, and it says that he was a tax collector, a publican, or he sat at the receipt of custom. Custom is a tax. He sat there and collected the tax. And probably, and I'm sure you can find verses that support this idea, he was hated because he was a Jew working for Rome, probably, and being a tax collector for Rome. But Jesus saw him and said, I can use that man to win many to myself. And he said, "Hey, Matt, come on, follow me." And what do you know? Matthew got up, he arose, and followed. He left his job, and he followed the Lord. He left his nefarious, let's say, occupation. He left, and he followed the Lord. But in the next verse 10, we get the idea that Matthew threw a party. Hey, all my friends, y'all come on. And hey, we're going to celebrate the fact that I quit that, and I'm going to go be a disciple. And I'm not sure exactly what all is going to happen. I mean, we've all seen Jesus heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. I'm not sure exactly, but I've left my former life. I'm going to go on with him. You might look at Elisha and his call when he burnt those oxen. He quit the plow. He burnt the oxen. He threw a party. And he went on and followed. He followed the Lord. And it says many other publicans, tax collectors, what have you, and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and the disciples. You know, Jesus, it says, is a friend to sinners. Depending on what church, depending on what community, depending on what situation, many have the idea that church is a place where you know you did wrong and you go and you're waiting to get smacked. Or that church is a place that you don't belong because you're not good enough. And all those people with nice clothes and cologne and perfume and whatever and hairdos, they go to church and they got suits on. And you don't got no suit. You can't afford the nice clothes. And you certainly don't act during the week like a supposed Christian acts. You don't belong. But Jesus, he didn't want to have anything to do with that. You see, it's not a religious club. God's not interested in religious clubs. We're only the good people. If you're good enough and if you pass muster and inspection and if the board, let's say, votes on you and they allow you to... No, it's not about that. He says, whosoever will, let him come and let him drink of the water of life freely. Again, on many corners and many towns across the United States, there's the, you know, the church. Big old steeple, expensive cars in the lot. And you may say you don't belong, and I know I used to say that. I don't belong in that atmosphere. But Jesus, he sat down and ate and told jokes back and forth, or whatever the case, with tax collectors. And sinners, maybe guy at the end of the table, if you bring it forward to today, maybe he's had problems with meth. Or that girl on the other end of the table, well, we know about her. But Jesus didn't have a problem associating with prostitutes. Mary Magdalene and others led less than pure lives. But when they got to know the Master, they were changed. When they got to know the Master, they wanted more of him. They wanted to get next to him and hear what he had to say. You know, in other scriptures, it says that lepers would come to him. And we've talked about lepers before. They've got leprosy, this disease. And it's a symbol of sin, and they were ostracized, and you don't want to be nowhere near a leper. But they would say, Master, can you heal me? Can you cleanse me of this foul disease? And he reached out his hand and touched them. Maybe kind of grabbed them by the shoulder or kind of did a half hug or whatever the case, and said, of course, be healed. Again, bringing it to today, because leprosy is a cured disease. A shot of penicillin or whatever the drug is, whatever the antibiotic, and it goes away. But if you're on meth, if you're on whatever and you can't get that monkey off your back or whatever the case, okay, I'm showing my age. I grew up in the 70s. If you can't get free, or oxy, or whatever your problem of choice, and you need a fix, but you really don't want to do that, Jesus wants to be your friend. He's not ashamed to sit down with you on your sofa and help you and set you free. You understand the difference. But the Pharisees, in verse 11, they had a cow. Oh, no, Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you, honey. Jesus is sitting there with drug addicts and sinners and prostitutes and tax collectors. Oh, we'll never invite him back to our synagogue. But praise God, Jesus, he's a friend of sinners. And when Jesus heard about what they were saying about him, because he associated himself with the wrong end of society, he said, the whole, those that are well, they don't need a doctor. The guys that need a doctor are those that are sick. But Pharisee, religious leader, you've read the Bible, Old Testament. Go back and find that place where it says, I'll have mercy and not sacrifice. Go back and read it again. Figure out what it means. Because I didn't come to call you righteous folks at that white church with a steeple. I came to call those in the gutter. I came to call ordinary working folk. Some decent folk, some better watch your stuff folks, because they'll steal it. The high church folks, they think they got it all together. And maybe they do, maybe they don't, and probably they don't. They just know how to hide it well. But those that know they're sinners, those that know they have a problem, I'm here to help. Those that think they got it all figured out, well, they don't need Jesus. First Samuel 15, verse 22, and Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And to hearken or to obey and listen to God is better than the fat of rams. Again, these were Old Testament sacrifices. You can make a big show of, hey, I'm going to sacrifice a lamb next Saturday or whatever at the temple. Or, hey, you can just read the Bible and obey it. And God would rather that you obey. Isaiah chapter 58. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo their heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. You want to fast? You know, fast means go without food. And the Bible talks about fasting. It afflicts your body. Man, I really want a bacon sandwich, you know, but I'm not going to eat. Because I want to spend time praying with God and thinking about His Word and how it applies to my life and how I can tell somebody else about it so they can be free too. I'll eat the bacon sandwich later, but Lord, Help me to get closer to you. Isn't this the fast that I have chosen, to do those things? Is it not to deal or to pass out your bread to the hungry? And that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, to your sofa. And when you see the naked, that you cover him, and that you hide not thyself from thine own flesh. It's one thing to do without that bacon sandwich, and we should. But the Pharisees had a deal where they would blow a trumpet and say, look, I'm putting something in the bucket, or look, hey, I'm fasting, or I'm doing this religious thing. Look at me, I'm great. And they really did that. And we really do that today, honestly. Just look on your TV. But instead of doing great religious things, that bacon sandwich, or one just like it, why don't you give to a hungry guy? Now, by all means, be careful. If you go downtown, you get off the interstate and you're waiting at the light and the guy's got a bucket and he's trying, he's waving at you and all that stuff and wants you to put a dollar or ten or whatever, be careful. Because you don't know what he's about. You don't know what he's going to spend your $5 on. Personally, there are enough ministries in downtown New Orleans, French Quarter, whatever. There's enough ministries that those guys can go to the New Orleans Mission or Bridge House, if they still do that, and they can get a meal, they can get a flop, a place to stay. And it's a safe and controlled environment, and you ought to work through those. Don't hand your money out the window to a guy that may have a knife. Don't do that. But we ought to care for those guys. We ought to help feed those guys. Again, donate to people you trust. Go with your church. If your church happens to work with a mission downtown or whatever, give your money that way. But we ought to care for them and pray for them and make sure that they're hungry, they have a place to stay, and pray that God would deliver them from drugs, which is probably how they got there on the corner anyhow. God can set them free. Don't hide yourself from your own flesh. Who was it that said that, except for the grace of God, I'd be there too? Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He hath shown thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God? Again, Jesus is a friend of sinners. And he wants you to be a friend of sinners, and to care for people, and to pray for them. And maybe you got your window rolled up as you're waiting for the light to change, but you can say, Lord, help that man. Help that man. Maybe he might wander into the mission or whatever, and some guy's teaching a Bible study, and he may hear the word of God and believe. Pray for him. Again, it's good to go to church. It's a good thing. And I'm happy to sit with the guys in suits. And I'm happy to sit with the guys in blue jeans and t-shirts. I'm certainly no better than the guy that is in the gutter. And I'm certainly no worse than the rich guy. You see, there's other verses that say that in God's eyes, both ends of the spectrum are the same. The rich guy may have 10 times, 100 times the amount of money I have, but he still needs Jesus. He still needs to come by the way of the cross. And again, but for the grace of God, on that other end of the spectrum, there go I. Not any better than anyone. I need his mercy just as much as anyone. Again, this is my favorite verse probably in the whole Bible. Micah 6:8. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and walk humbly with thy God.
She poured out the oil on anointing.
You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's joeykelly.net/ministry. And you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Or if you like, you can write me at 324 Codifer Boulevard, number 9. That's Codifer Boulevard, number 9, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.